Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Best available players for the second round tonight. The Commanders have pick 36, fourth pick of the round, and then they pick again six picks after that at pick 40. I guess that wouldn't be six picks after that. Bad math.
Mm. You got this one.
40 minus 36. That's four picks later.
Four. That's four.
Top players available. For me, number one is A.D. Mitchell, the wide receiver from Texas. I don't know how much you guys have seen of this guy. I really, really like A.D. Mitchell. He is a late first-round graded player, I think, for most people. There was certainly a chance he was going to go in the second round. I also love him in Washington's receiving room. He's big, Danny. He's 6'2". He's 205 pounds. And he runs a 4.34 40.
Is that something you're interested in?
Basically, like McLaurin at his fastest, but 6'2", adding some size to the room. I got to tell you, man, and I think he'll be long gone before 40. I think he'll be gone before 36 as well. But you can absolutely make the case that he's the best receiver in the country coming into this draft class outside of the big three that went in the top 10. That's Harrison, Neighbors, Adunze. But if he's sitting there at 36, and I'm going to go through Ladd McConkie in a moment, who I could say some of these same things about, I would have a really hard time passing on A.D. Mitchell. His name is Adonai. It's A-D-O-N-A-I. Adonai. But he goes by A.D. 6'2", 205, third-year junior, Texas native, 21 years old. Love this player.
I would use A.D. Mitchell and his speed to sprint up to the podium to select A.D. Mitchell if he's on the board at 36. To me, he's a first-round receiver in any other year. It just doesn't happen to be the right year. He's so fast, and he's bigger, so it's not one of those give-me-a-minute to get up to full speed fast. He is explosive as all hell off the line. I don't know. I mean, I'm not going to pretend to be a scout and grade all, you know, his entire route tree or give you a reception perception or anything like that. But to me, this is one of those dudes that if he gets up to full speed, you are not catching him. Period, end of story. Like, run him deep a couple times as a decoy, get, you know, a couple hitches, a couple short things, maybe you can turn him into big things. I think this dude has a great chance to be awesome. George Pickens kind of comp for me, the current Steelers wide receiver.
You don't know why I think that Danny would be a mark for A.D. Mitchell. Do you know what his father's career is or was?
No.
Stand-up comedian.
Come on.
His dad was a stand-up comedian and an actor.
What's his dad's name?
His dad's name is Norman Mitchell. He doesn't do it anymore.
Norman Mitchell.
I don't know if he made it. I'm guessing he didn't make it big, probably. Norman. He actually moved to Houston right around 2000 to found the Be Busy Wellness Center, a nonprofit organization geared towards low-income individuals and families.
So this is my first Google for Norman Mitchell was the English television stage and film actor that died in 2001. That's not our guy here.
Yeah, I got my nuggets from The Beast from Dane Brugler at The
That's
Athletic.
A different one.
His mom's a former model, and his dad's a former stand-up comedian.
Whoa.
But anyway, I'm such an A.D. Mitchell guy. This year, 93 for 1405 and 18 touchdowns with just seven drops for him this football season. So, love the player. While we're at wide receiver, before we move on, I'm not saying necessarily this is number two on the board, but he's up there. Ladd McConkey from Georgia.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
You can't tell me you wouldn't be a little steamed up for Ladd McConkey to go to Washington at 40 tonight. After seeing the year he had, 119 catches, I think, for 1,687 yards in his college career. 14 touchdowns. He battled injuries. This past year, he went 30 for 478 and 2 with just one start. Was a team captain, missed five games with back and ankle injuries. But he's super quick. He gets praised for his release off the ball. Get up to top speed faster than most guys. And an exceptional route runner. Where are you at on Ladd McConkey?
So he was a sub 4-4 guy. And I thought he would be, you know, closer to, I'm blanking on the guy's name, Hunter from the Vegas Raiders.
Renfro,
thank you. I was conflating him with the baseball player.
Why are you comparing him to Hunter Renfro?
The baseball player. Well, because he's a slot, like Renfro's a slot guy.
High motor.
Quicker motor, more than fast. McConkey ran a 4.39. A 4.39. So this isn't just gimmicky, you know, four-yard glorified tight end, but split out as a slot receiver. I think this is an NFL wide receiver who can line up anywhere.
You think he's sneaky athletic? Is that what
I know? What you're trying to do, and I'm not taking the bait. There's chum in the water. But I ain't hungry.
Well, you're the one comparing him to. I just want to know why you picked that comparison.
I picked a limited slot receiver that a lot of people initially said.
Like Cole Beasley,
McConkey. Fine, that's another one. You could pick another one. Who's here? DeAndre Carter. A couple years ago,
that's
right?
Who ran
punts back, but they're it's just a slot receiver. No. I don't think that's what McConkey is.
McConkey's also way bigger than some of the guys. Mm-hmm. Not that he's huge, but
he's 6 foot,
right around 6 foot and 190. He's pretty well put together. Not really a little guy. But those are the two top wide receivers. I would say those are the two receivers I'm really interested in, if we're being honest, at 36 or 40. Now, there is a guy that a lot of people like in Keon Coleman from Florida State. Here's what
he's
would be
huge.
Intrigued by. 6'3", 215. The size, right? He's only 20 as well, which is, I think, a pretty appealing element to him. Keon Coleman, 50 for 658 this year. First team All-ACC. Led team in receiving. Missed a game with an injury. Missed the bowl game. Opted out. But he played at Florida State. For his college career, 115 for 1,519 touchdowns. 11 of them came this season. He's another guy that could be on their radar. I've got him just a little lower down than those other two. I don't know why.
It just depends on what you want to do, right?
It doesn't appeal to me the same exact way.
Yeah, like to me, he's, and it sounds like I'm knocking him, just the player type. He's like a poor man's Drake London, right? Ran a 4.6 and change at the combine.
Yes.
But doesn't have that Anquan Boldin, like physical bruising, run right through you type thing. But he
started at Michigan State, yeah. Transferred to Florida State, like bounced around a little bit. But he's
got
in
some
that
game.
Conversation.
Yeah, he's a bigger receiver. So that's something that Kingsbury and company are going, yeah, that actually fits what we want to do opposite McLaurin and opposite Dotson. I'm all for it.
All right, what about corner? We're looking at the best available players tonight for the Commanders. They're picking 36 and 40. We'll get into what you guys want to do in just a few. But cornerbacks that are still available. Cooper DeJean from Iowa. was supposed to have been taken in the middle, or probably middles are bullish.
In the 20s.
Middle 20s, yeah. Late first round. Didn't happen. Kool-Aid McKinstry, not only the best name in this draft class, but also a longtime profile, just been famous for a while at Alabama, really high-end corner. The guy that I had a lot of people telling me about that I didn't know a lot about until a couple weeks ago, and as I was asking around, like sniffing around what the Commanders could do in the second round, was Ennis Rakestraw Jr. from Missouri. But those are the top cornerbacks, at least according to your consensus boards going into tonight.
So McKinstry is very intriguing to me for a couple different reasons. One, press corner, and I don't know if that's exactly what Witten company are going to want to do here, but that's sort of been his MO at Alabama. And number two, just to show you how athletic the guy is, he's a great punt returner in college. Whether he does that at the pro level or not, I don't care, but it just kind of gives you an idea. This isn't just long arm, jam him at the line, and then hope for the best. He's got some recovery. He's got some agility too.
I have to imagine, I don't know where you're at on this, like when I think of Dan Quinn corner, I think of a big guy. I think of size, like, and I think it's just the Seahawks.
Legion of Boom will do that to you. Yeah.
But there's been so much since then. There's been Atlanta where they didn't have big guys. Dallas, I mean, Diggs is not short, but he's also slender and long. He's not like a big physical Brandon Browner type defensive back or even a Richard Sherman, in my opinion, just thinking out loud. But for whatever reason, I've kind of been penciling in like bigger guys, like Nate Wiggins long gone from Clemson, but that kind of a, you know, 6 foot one inch. No longer arms. I think he has like 31-inch arms. The guy with the length, though, is who you just said, McKinstry. 32-inch arms, about 5'11", 200. So he's got a really long wingspan. That appeals to me. Rakestraw, 5'11", 185, 32-inch arms. TJ Tampa is another name I'd throw out there. I think if you wait, or if they move back, let's say like 36, they move back to 44 or something like mm-hmm. that. I could see them going with Iowa State's TJ Tampa, who's about a little under 200 pounds, but 6 foot and has close to 33-inch arms, has that length, a little more of like a Benjamin St. Just look to him, maybe.
Another name, Kamari Lassiter, kid from Georgia.
He's been linked to them in a lot of mocks. That's why
I brought it up. Yeah, I've seen that a couple different times with that second-round pick, potentially. We didn't get much into DeGene, who's, you know, listed as a corner, but, I mean, it varies what you read about him. He could play corner, but he can also kind of do everything else because he's a little bit bigger. I mean, he's listed at 6'1", 203, but looks bigger on the field and kind of lays wood a little bit, hits folks.
Yeah.
Plays some safety.
Official combine, I'm pulling it up now, 6 foot, 202 pounds, so about right where you got him, 31-inch arms. Wingspan is not quite what some of the guys that we were just talking about, but close, 21 years old. But you're right, the calling card is the versatility. Play him inside, play him on the boundary, play him at safety. It's kind of the Quan Martin thing from last year.
Yep.
And I'm not sitting here telling you shouldn't do it because you have Quan Martin, because DeGene might be a much higher regarded player than Quan Martin, but that was the guy Sheehan mentioned today that he likes if they take a corner. I would have no problem with that. In fact, Field Yates, on his best available players list, he listed 10 guys, ESPN's draft expert coming into round two tonight. Field Yates listed my guy, A.D. Mitchell, the wide receiver from Texas, 1. And he's got Iowa corner, Cooper DeGene, 2. Then Kool-Aid McKinstry, 3. And Edgerrin Cooper, who is a Texas A&M linebacker, 4th.
All about what you want to run, right? If your defense welcomes we need someone to line up at, or we would love someone to line up at three different positions on three different downs, then you're interested in Cooper DeGene. If you're like, I just need a corner, then that may not be the specialty corner, right? Then you may lean McKinstry or Rakestraw or somebody else.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.